you're running for re-election with all the turmoil in town these days. Why?
Well, you know, I've lived in town 18 years. It's a fabulous town. And I believe I have a skill set that will help the town. I served on the school committee. I served on the Board of Selectmen. And I'd like to continue the things we've been working on for the last 3 years.
And is there an issue besides casinos?
Oh, there's lots of issues besides casino. Like any town, we have lots of issues. One in particular is, you know, we've just renovated the high school. We're in the process of renovating the library. The town hall needs a complete renovation, and we have two other schools that could be in line. So when you look at the cost down the road of all these capital projects, puts tremendous pressure on the tax situation. And so that's going to be an issue we have to deal with. When we got the meals tax passed last time, half of the meals tax goes to funding retiree health care, unfunded retiree health care. The other half is for road repair programs because we've, like most towns, put nothing into road repair. So we now are in the process of putting a road repair program together and have some funding to really get out in front of our roads. So there's lots of capital issues. There's leadership issues within the town hall that have to get addressed. There's just a host of issues that lots of communities deal with, and I'm looking forward to trying to work on those over the next few years.
So when you go out on the stump, what are people talking about?
When you go out on the stump, they more often talk about the resort casino issue over anything else. And you really have two groups of folks. Those folks that, and there are two people running for selectmen that have said, nip it in the bud, do not let it get past the Board of Selectmen. And then there's two people, Martha Slattery and I, that have said it's so important to the community. Let all 11,000 people have a say. We had gambling for 50 years here. We've not had it for a number of years after the zoning changed. Zoning is meant to change over time as the community changes. And I think that the community has a right to hear the proposal and then decide. And when 11,000 people vote, they'll either vote it up or they'll vote it down. But the state was wise enough to put in a number of safety valves. So in our town, not only would there be a town vote, but then you'd have to go to town meeting for a 2/3 vote on the zoning change that would have to happen. So there's lots of safeguards there. And you know, lots of people talk about the comparison to Connecticut, but that was 20 years ago. And those were Indian casinos who didn't have to negotiate with the communities, had no mitigation or anything. Massachusetts had a lot of foresight in writing this legislation. So when any community, whatever it might be, sits down with a developer, the developer has to pay them the cost of hiring experts and working through the issues so that the community gets the best deal possible. And then the voters end up making that decision if it's a good deal or not.
Still, with all of the other issues that you talked about, this would just suck up so much time and energy, negotiating an agreement and then looking at the zoning, looking at the infrastructure that would have to be changed and all the estimates and all of that analysis. Is it really worth it for a town this size?
Well, when you got a town that, you know, we've got 20 to 25% of our population are seniors. They're struggling to make ends meet. And property taxes are very high. And the young families, almost 10% of our children are on reduced or free lunches in the school. And so when you look at the tax rate today, and then you look at the cost of a new town hall, or a renovated town hall, and two more schools that have to get renovated, you know, the cost of that is absolutely amazing. And how much can people afford to pay? And we've already had all the employees take a zero raise 1 year already. And so we're asking to balance things on the back of employees. We're asking to balance things on the back of the taxpayers. And this is an opportunity that potentially could allow us to get $10 to $15 million a year. That would be a huge amount of money to deal with the infrastructure issues that our community has. Some seniors have said to me, I have a 4-bedroom home. I'd like to stay here till the hearse takes me out, but I'm not going to be able to with the taxes. And if I sell my house, it'll go to someone with 3 or 4 children, and that'll have a bigger impact on the schools than if I stay here. So it really does have a big impact on seniors, on young folks. It's not all wonderful. There are downsides to having a casino. And that's why the debate would have all the plus side, all the downside. Allow people to debate all of the issues. And then as a community of 11,000 voters, they would decide if they want to take the next step or not. And I'm satisfied whatever they want to do, I support. But I think it's so big, they should have the right to make that decision.
Would you be willing to include South Walpole in the discussion?
Well, in fact, the state requires that Mr. Wynn would have to do mitigation with them as well as with us. And we would certainly use our influence to make sure that they have a voice, a strong voice, when they're doing their mitigation with Mr. Wynn as well.
So, but they don't have a vote.
They don't have a vote, no, because the way the law is written, it's the vote on the host community. But because they would be affected, they would have to negotiate some mitigation as well. And I would do my best to try to make sure that they get treated fairly.